Fucking recording. Bad Seed, episode 45. I'm Elliot. I'm here, as always, with
Scoop
Magoot.
It might be episode 43. You pointed that out today.
We're just going to call this episode number.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it is. We are doing something different today. We are going to talk a little bit about the brand, Scotty's company, the Unloved Sons company. Just relaunched.
Finally.
The web store is back up after being down for give or take a year.
Over a year.
There's been a great response to it.
Yeah, pretty tight.
So we're just going to talk about the brand, sort of where it came from and where it's going.
I mean, we've done this before, but that episode didn't really...
Let's just say...
don't record at 5 a.m.
No.
No.
No. So we're doing this again at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Yes. So hopefully it turns out a little bit better.
Right.
But, all right. So let's just talk about the brand launched in 2016, right?
Yep.
So where were you at that point in your life that you decided you wanted to start a clothing brand?
In a kitchen.
That's a good place to do it.
Yeah. A kitchen. And I was doing a security at like music venues and stuff, and there used to be like, I don't know. Also, streetwear popped up real quick, like in mainstream shit. So that was cool, and there was I started getting into that, and then there was a bunch of wrestling matches at Tremont. And that's like, I tried to like morph them together, you know, and right. You know, that's where that kind of idea came from.
And it's interesting that you say that, 'cause you worked at Tremont for a very long time.
Right.
And obviously the brand has music influences and, wrestling influences heavily.
Yeah. I think I'm the only person that I know that was banned and also worked there.
Yeah, I mean,
got reinstated.
Well, when you need the help, you need the help.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, there's a wrestling, streetwear, just try to put everything together. I mean, the name is from a fucking Hatebreed song.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a Hatebreed song. It's called Unloved.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where I got that.
I actually didn't know that.
Oh. Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
That's why you're doing this.
So.
How about that?
So, when you made the brand.
May I interrupt and say. Right. We sound fucking great.
Yeah, we got some new equipment.
We got some new equipment, and it is fucking tight. If you're doing a podcast, get a fucking Rodecaster.
Yes.
Like, nut up, save up. Don't fuck up and get the Rodecaster, because holy hell, like I can.
It makes a big difference.
I sound like Clooney.
You do. And you look like Clooney too.
Well, that's.
If somebody found him in a lake.
Yeah.
All right. So.
A little blue.
All right. So you started the brand. You launched with, how many designs did you launch with initially?
The,
like, what, did you drop t-shirts to begin with?
Yeah, I mean, it was the first, I did hats. That was the first thing. Printed hats.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those float.
Yeah, those floating around. Those don't, if you know anything about printing or anything, you know, printed hats aren't necessarily a longevity type thing. That's usually what people do when they don't know what they're doing. I mean, some people do it right, but like,
well, yeah.
You know, just like printed, but to go back, it was also, I was working in a kitchen And I didn't, I was, I mean, we all know fucking, you know, 11, 12, you get up to 15, you're kind of maxed out at dollars an hour in a kitchen, you know?
Yeah.
You're kind of maxed out. And I think, you know, I was married then, and I kind of got to thinking, I was like, well, I, and once you get taxed, which fuck taxes, fuck the government, you know, you're making $10 an hour, exposable money.
Yeah. For blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
for all of that. And not every, I'm not saying nobody works hard, but kitchen restaurant staff in general works fucking hard, harder than anybody thinks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just didn't want to work for anybody else. And so I kind of got the idea of seeing the streetwear that I would do a, it wasn't a clothing brand. I wanted to print for other people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. But, you know, and then, you know, kind of down the road, I was like, well, you know, might as well do that too.
What brands at that time did you sort of admire, like when you were starting out?
Oh, I mean, dude, if you don't like Supreme, you're kind of, you're weird.
You might just be a hater.
No, yeah. If you don't like the hustle, if you don't like that hustle, then you're a dickhead.
They've created their own economy almost with that resell.
The
supply and demand thing is crazy with
the word you can't even think of the word resell without thinking about Supreme.
No.
Because that's all it is.
There was a guy who tried to buy up every Supreme brick that they made because he wanted to build a house, and he got up to 1,200 and realized that they only made, you know, a few hundred more than that, and he didn't have enough to build a house.
Yeah, the backside's all bootleg.
Yeah, so now he's trying to sell the Supreme bricks.
Oh, man, what a fucking, I mean, that's a good idea, I guess.
Yeah, fuck it.
You got a Supreme house. What a ding-a-ling.
That's the ultimate, though, you know?
I don't know.
That's the biggest flex you could have. Like, oh, you have a Supreme car? That's cool.
Supreme made Oreos.
Yeah, and they sold really great. Everything they do sells great.
Yeah, it's kind of blows my mind. Supreme, I liked, I mean, I still like fucking... I just like people that, like Danny Dixon Flannels, like that, like you see, like he has his own podcast and stuff, and he talks about his come up and how he used to do it. And I think I was listening to that at the time. It was like, it's called like $180 and a dream or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And it's literally, you know, he had $180 and he kept just investing money into his shit. And
yeah.
And it ended up working out for him.
So your initial designs, the ones you were talking about on the hats, and I think I have one of the first shirts you made, but those weren't, you didn't actually design those, correct?
The hats
and the Eagle tee with
yeah. I mean, you know, some, you know, you start a brand. I mean, some people can just pop out designs
right
all the time. That was the first like one or two.
Right.
I tried to like find designers and like graphic designers to do it, and that didn't really work out because it just wasn't. It didn't feel like the same. And then once, you know, I tried my own. That I did, and then you realize that I should have been doing that the whole time. It just means a lot more,
right? Do you feel like that's sort of attributed to the success that you did that you've had?
Yeah, I mean,
is more personal designs, and
I wouldn't say a success. Well, success is weird.
Well, but yeah, the brand
success to me
was and is successful.
Success to me is paying your bills, you know.
Well,
like no excess, because that's never what it was a thing, you know. And I think that's a cool thing. It's like I make just as much money as anybody else,
right? Well, I mean, I feel like maybe it didn't grow. Well, we'll get into that later too, that how the momentum stopped with the brand.
Right.
And why that happened and things behind that. But initially, I will say one thing that I always thought you did very well was the social media aspect of it. A brand promoting.
Right.
And regular post. Yeah, like it just seemed like you, did you look up anything about that, or did you just kind of?
I've got a, one of my friends owns a, and I think he was like 1 or 2 years in then, but owns Norse Fitness, and it's from around this area. And he gave me a couple pointers every once in a while, you know, which he didn't have to at all. He just kind of did it to do it, which you know, shout out to Andy. But he gave me some tips and tricks on how you know, to be successful on social media, because I didn't know shit about it. You know, I still, other than those things, I kind of don't know anything too much about it. And it's changed so much since in the last like year or 2 years. Like it's so, it's such a weird fucking thing, you know?
What, let's see. What design for you really, for you set the tone of the company, like in the early days, which one kind of hit right for you where you were like, this is exactly what I want to do, this kind of thing?
Oh, kind of like pointed me in the right direction.
Right.
Probably the AF rep.
Yeah, the boot tee.
The boot tee, yeah. That's just like we were saying, it's like put hardcore and wrestling and streetwear.
Yeah,
together.
I think that would be the
kind of summed it up real quick. Yeah,
that would be the one. But I remember speaking of the boot tee. There's a picture of some of the crew from Freeman's in downtown Gastonia, and it's like maybe 5 people or 6 people all wearing the boot tee, just pure chance.
Yeah,
it was right after the boot tee came out.
Hey, you get a new shirt, you got to wear it.
Yeah, and everybody's wearing their new shirt. And it's just so funny to see, like, and they were so stoked on it. They took a group picture of it, and, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. I think before then, I think I saw, like, one person wearing a shirt every once in a while.
The experience I always had with it, whenever I would wear Unloved stuff, which kind of goes into my next question, but people would always be like, oh, do you know Scotty? And I would, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
you know.
Because it really didn't venture out from that.
Well, yeah. No, but I mean, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying only your friends bought the shit, because that's not the case.
Well, that's how any brand
starts. Yeah. But even today, like, it's even happened like last year. You know what I mean? But did you set out to kind of be a vocal or, like, maybe I don't want to say the face of your brand, but you know.
Oh yeah, I get what you're
not
saying.
Do that thing where some people you don't really know who's behind it.
Yeah, well, a lot of that's how it was for the longest time. I'd be talking to someone about because I did a lot of pop-ups and stuff at shows, and I mean that's how I made a lot of sales and stuff from like. Just being at a local metal show and setting up and stuff, and people would be like, oh, I saw that on the internet. I didn't know that was you.
Oh, right.
I talk to you every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, so yeah, it's either you know or you know. I don't know. No, I didn't really do any of that shit. It is so weird talking about myself.
Yeah, I know. We were really wasted the last time we did this, and you were way more relaxed.
Yeah, it's so weird talking about myself.
But you got to give yourself a little bit of credit, like, you know, for what you built, you know.
Hey, we built this podcast.
Well, yeah. But that brings me to my next thing. which is, I mean, we did this together. The brand is historically for 4 years been a one man operation.
I wouldn't say historically, but after
3 years, it's history. That's right. My rule.
Well, how about this? How long does it take for you to get on the classic rock station?
About 20 years.
Okay. That's history.
Buddy. Okay. All right. So for the last 4 years, for the life of the brand, it's been a one man operation.
Yeah. Yeah. Just Uno Hermanos.
Yeah.
You know,
designing, you printed the shirt yourself,
printing, distribution, marketing, all that shit.
So, and while you were doing that, like, let's say at the height of the brand, when it was in full swing,
the peak.
No, not the peak. Cause you know,
yeah.
But when it was in full swing and really humming, what was your average day like?
Oh fuck, dude. Yeah. Yeah. That's weird to think about. Cause I was, at the height of it, I had a couple month old kid. I had a full-time job. I had a part-time job. I had a studio to print downtown in the middle of the city. I would go and print, and then as I'm finishing up printing, because I didn't have Wi-Fi there, I'm loading up my car to take it home to ship in the middle of the night. I'm also trying to do a podcast with anybody, whoever, you know, there really wasn't a structure to it. It was literally anybody that wanted to fucking come on back then, but we would also do it in that studio. There's so many nights where it was like until 5 a.m. and then you end up in a fight.
Well, yeah.
It's like, fucking go to bed. I just couldn't sleep. If I know something's supposed to be done, it's really hard to just like wait till tomorrow sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, that's understandable.
Yeah. But then when like a depression and stuff happens, it's so easy to be the exact opposite.
To procrastinate?
Yeah. To be like, maybe I could do that this weekend or something like that. Because that's what it ended up being later on.
Right. Well, all right. So let's talk about, around summer last year, the store went down and you stopped doing new designs.
Yeah. I had to basically start all over with like a bunch of shit. I just, not no woe is me shit or whatever, but, I had a, like a divorce and shit. And then with that and being, and still being broke, like I said, like doing all that shit, but still being broke, I never got called up, and then I had to eliminate something, and you know, that was it.
Right. But,
which is lame.
Well, you know, I mean, that's, I don't want to say a cliche, but you know, life happens. It fucking,
yeah, it does every day,
every single day.
It's stupid, man. You know, like you gotta like wake up and you know, it's like, what the fuck, man?
Brush your hair and put on a little makeup.
You gotta brush your hair.
I was doing a System of a Down thing.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about hair.
So, but now basically the brand's back. You reopened the web store. When was that?
Last week? Yep.
I remember the post where you reopened it. I think it got 100 likes in an hour, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't seem like a...
But, I mean, you know...
I mean, there's a lot of brands and a lot of...
Yeah, I mean, but you had a good initial response after being gone for a year.
Yeah, I was surprised at that. I thought it was just going to be a complete dud.
Right, and then you had solid sales all week.
Solid sales, still solid sales.
And we can get into the reason why the brand was able to relaunch, which is now it's in our backyard.
Yeah, right.
As opposed to, you know, somewhere where you don't know if it's going to be there the next week.
Yeah, it's From 1 year ago, everything's a lot different.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're telling me, pal.
Yeah. Now it's all in the backyard. It's all within reach. You know, I mean, I don't know. I can't really complain about any of that because it's really working out.
But you relaunched with, what was it? The No Time for Rats, No Time for Snakes.
Yeah, I brought back, people always ask where, because I never kept them up for, I did for a while. I would print to order. Like when you print your own shit, it's really easy to print to order, you know?
Right.
But that also kind of does the opposite of, you know, your Supreme type, you know, like the value of like the exclusiveness of a shirt, you know, if you know, it's like, if it's a fucking Etsy store, it's like, oh, they'll print it and it'll be there in 2 weeks.
Well, that's a different business model than what you pursued. But at the same time, so you don't like unloved drops are not, you don't, it's not a thing of like, oh, I got to get this now because it's never coming back. Right. Like you look at Rucking Fotten or, you know, different like brands like that do say this time it's going to drop. It's going to be up for an hour.
Yeah.
If you don't get it, you don't get it. Or there's only 200 of these.
Yeah.
But you also, you started to do the one-on-ones, which yeah,
those are fucking dope,
which in a way now you're kind of, you're having your cake and you're eating it too, is the way I've always looked at it.
Right.
Is because you have those shirts that the one-on-ones that people are going to snatch up.
Right.
Because it's literally the only one like it.
Honestly, if I could have been doing one-on-ones like, years ago, like when I was balls to the wall.
Right.
If I had time to go like find shirts like that,
thrift and stuff like that.
Yeah. I would have 1000% been doing it, but
right.
There was literally no time in a fucking day.
No.
To do that. But yeah, the one-offs are, I think the coolest shit. Cause I get to do whatever the fuck. It's different every time. You know?
Right. You get to look at the shirt as, you're not looking at a blank canvas. You're looking at, how can I work with this?
Yeah, I like the printing on like old material and shit. Pretty cool.
Yeah. So, what made you choose? You came back with No Time for Rats, No Time for Snakes, and
the Crippler.
The Crippler.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember what you called it. Yeah, the Crippler tee.
Yeah, those. I mean, those were two of the coolest shirts.
Those were two. Is that the reason why you brought those back in particular? Is just because you really like those designs? Or?
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be like that from now on. It's gonna be one old, one new.
I like that. Yeah.
And then the old one goes away. It might come back later.
Yeah.
You know, it might not. But I don't like brands that do like. You look at their store on Friday at noon and there's 18 things to choose from. Like I understand, you know, you're that's how brands work and that's how you make money. And that's right. How, but it just, it seems like you're just trying hard, you know, I don't think you need to fucking. Yeah. I like the whole leave something out for a week and then let it be gone and maybe it'll come back later. Maybe it won't.
Yeah, so. I mean, I think that's a pretty smart way to go about it because it's not as finite, you know, as those other brands. Because honestly, there's like, what I like about it is if there's somebody who doesn't have an extra $25 to drop on a shirt
right
that week, well, then they'll have another chance, you know?
Right.
Because that was me for a long time with some of these brands where I'd be like, I really can't spend $25 right now,
right?
You know,
and you know, that's also coming from a and also brands are so fucking, again, I get making money is what you're doing, but when you overcharge the fuck out of people for stuff, for a name. Like, you're not a designer. Like if you're printing on a fucking, if you're at the end of the day, if you're on a fucking t-shirt, you're on a fucking t-shirt. You shouldn't be fucking, like, there shouldn't be three digits on that price tag.
No, ever. No, not for a new shirt.
Not even almost, you know, like, that's the way I look at it. It's for working class people that, just want a nice shirt every once in a while.
Right.
And not get overcharged and overfucked.
Right. Are you going to put one-on-ones on the web store? No, since pop-ups really can't be a thing with what's going on. I mean,
that's definitely going to have to be a thing. I haven't really, I've been worried about getting the whole thing back together.
Right.
We'll figure out I got a bunch of cool shit. I mean, you know, you've seen some of it.
Right.
Got a bunch of cool shit I'm ready to.
Yeah. We were going to the thrift stores every week.
Every week. Yeah. And it's going to be tight. But yeah, it's definitely probably going to be on the store because, like you said, there's no fucking other way to do it right now.
No.
COVID a hoe.
It is.
COVID's mom's a hoe.
But, let's see. So what do you want the company to look like in a few months? Where are you trying to be at?
You mean like projecting, like,
yeah, like what would you be happy with?
Oh, what would I
as
be
far
happy?
As
I mean, I'm happy with looks. I'm happy with it being when you go so balls to the wall with something,
yeah,
like I did, and it's just all day, every day, it's all you thought about, right. All you did, which, you know, it is probably why, you know, some things went sour, you know, but. And then it just disappears, and all that whole year, that's all I fucking thought about, you know, because one, you know, social media is sell stuff. Once you, it's such a, what's the word for it? Like you gotta stay on it. Like,
right.
You gotta stay. Ah, fuck, what's the word? God damn it.
Consistent.
Why don't I fucking know that word? Yeah. If you're not consistent with like your brand or your website or your store, then it just goes away.
Yeah. You have to build momentum and then keep it.
Yeah. You definitely got to keep it. And then, you know, after a couple months, you know, I was like, fuck. Like, I actually had to like get rid of the domain name and shit.
Right.
But yeah, it was, but it's back now. So fuck it.
It's back.
But, yeah, it's, if I had it my way, I would be out there, 6 days a week, just printing and shipping and having it my way would be that being my job and not having to worry about anything else.
Right.
That would be it.
Well, fair enough.
Because, I mean, that's the end goal, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't do it to make more work for.
It's not a hobby for you. It's you want to build it up to be your.
Right.
You know.
I mean, but that dude from. And I really hate the guy, that fucking Kevin. Is his name Kevin from Shark Tank?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful. I hate how he treats some of those people that come on there. That's like it's like second year of your business. It's like, if you're not making six figures, you need to take it out behind the barn and shoot it.
Right. And then he still wants a part of it sometimes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like he does like, that.
Oh, you spoke too soon.
He does that bitch. Thing when you're buying a car and you're like, oh, but look at this piece of shit. I guess I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what you do with strippers too, right? I think I heard that.
Yeah, you got to really kick the tires on a stripper before you invest. You know, the value depreciates as soon as the song starts.
As soon as the song ends,
right?
Oh boy,
I've never had someone go, "You want another dance?" And me go, "Yeah, sure."
Oh my god. You know, why not?
Yeah, sure.
We're already literally sitting here.
Bug it.
No, yeah, I've never, holy shit. I've never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But yeah, he's kind of a dickhead when it comes to that shit. And, I don't know. I kind of wanted to be the, cause I used to watch Shark Tank all the time too. I don't know why the fuck I watch Shark Tank, because my business is nothing like that.
Well, it's all business, you know.
I mean, it's all technically the same thing. But if you have, I don't know, like just the way they go about business is, I don't know. That's probably why I'm not so good at business, because I don't fucking think like them.
Right.
They're the billionaires, not me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get it.
Well, fair enough. Well, I think we pretty much
whatever.
I think we covered the gambit.
The gambit.
Yeah.
The gambit.
But I mean,
hear me out. If and I've seen this at the music venue I worked at. There was a bunch of death matches and stuff. We're watching wrestling right now. That's where this came from.
Yes.
You think you'd rather just go all tax or a death match?
A death match.
Or a Lego death match.
Oh, no. I would much rather just get it in my skin and get it out than step on some Legos.
Yeah, I've heard that. I hear that. I wish I didn't hear that. I don't know. I don't know why I fucking thought about that, but here we are. Fuck it. Whatever.
Where we go, there we are.
Wherever we go, there we are. That was a short and sweet episode.
Yeah, well, keep it short for the people who want to know.
It really is weird to, and I'm not, I just want to reiterate that I'm not juicing my biscuit.
No, I was doing that, and you were not having it.
It's weird. I don't know. You ever had a girl tell you you're cute?
No.
Okay.
No, I know what you mean.
It's like, yeah. I was like, girl, I know you're lying.
Girl,
to me.
Shut up.
I literally know you're lying to me.
You,
thank you.
I'm pretty sure you're with me as a joke. Like a weird months long joke.
I know you're lying, but whatever. Yeah.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Hey, if you liked what Elliot did there, yeah, he's such a great host. the episode, we're going to get this one out quick.
Yeah, it'll just pop up.
Very, very quick. If you like this episode, and if you would like to listen to others, you can listen to, well, whatever. You know where we are. You know where we are. Please like and subscribe. Rate and review. Like, donate to the podcast. Thanks to everybody that has, because you got us a roadcaster.
Roadcaster.
And now we sound better, and we're not fucking, we don't sound like drowning rats.
No. Anymore. Like, we sound just, like living rats.
Yeah, we sound like sound like living rats. So, yeah, if you want to donate, go to anchor.fm/badseedpodcast, and you can hit the support button, and it goes to, it goes to the show.
Yep.
It's another business venture.
Got money coming in all sides.
Okay. That not,
oh, no. Well, not. No, you know what I mean.
No, we don't. But, all right. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That's no, we're not ending like that.
Okay.
That's not fucking ready. How that ends. You go. No, this is your episode. No, you outcall us.
All right, well, thanks for listening to Scotty Be Uncomfortable with Compliments, and we'll be back later with a new episode where I spend most of it insulting him just to balance it out, and I hope you enjoyed. Thank you. I didn't hit the post, Scotty.
I think Bob called me twice.
I just got a call from her. Hello?